Lesson 10, Beyond the Story. In this lesson, we're learning Mishnah Vav, the sixth Mishnah of Pirkei Avot, in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Mishnah Vav. Yoshua ben Parachya, Vinitai ha'arbali, kiblu mehem. Yehoshua, or in English, Joshua, the son of Parachya, and Nitai of Arbel, received the tradition from them. Let's briefly review the lineage and the teachings we've learned so far. According to the tradition in Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah, the lineage begins with Moses, our teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu, who receives the revelation from Sinai. Then it's transmitted to Yehoshua, or Joshua, not the Joshua we're going to learn about today, but the biblical Joshua who takes over after Moses dies. Joshua transmits it to the elders to the prophets, and the prophets to the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the people of the Great Assembly. They taught the aphorism, Hevu Metunim Badin, be careful or precise in judgment. We use that phrase in meditation as a reminder to be aware of the mind's tendency to constantly judge. The more your mind is occupied with judging, evaluating, and deciding, the less your consciousness is available to the present. So judge when you must, but watch your mind so that you can let go of excess judgment and thinking. Within the Great Assembly was the sage Shimon HaTzadik, who taught the famous aphorism about the three things upon which the world stands: Torah, or learning, Avodah, or spiritual practice, and Gemilut Chasadim, or acts of kindness. Feel all three of these activities happening in this moment. As you listen to this lesson, relax into the openness of learning. But also, at the same time, be aware of your mind, your body, and your feelings in the present. Let this moment be the space for your avodah, your spiritual practice of being present. Finally, let your learning and avodah be not for the sake of your own development alone, but dedicate it to the benefit of all. Take a moment now to make an inner dedication to this effect, something like, let this practice be for the benefit of all. The next sage in the lineage was Antigonus, who taught that one should be like the servant who serves the master for its own sake. We learned this as a reminder to live lishma, for the sake of this moment, not for some future state. Since the job of the mind is to navigate time and move you toward goals in time, it's easy for the present moment to recede into the background and leave one feeling disconnected, believing that wholeness can only come about when you reach the goals that your mind imagines. But come into the present, and the wholeness you seek is there for you. Then we learned from the two Yoseis, Yose ben Yoezer and Yose ben Yochanan, who both talked about hospitality. The first talked of hospitality toward the sages, and the second toward the poor, adding the aphorism, Al tarbe sicha, don't talk too much. The more busy you are with talking, whether it's external talking or internal talking, the less clear your inner space is. This doesn't mean, of course, that you should try not to talk at all. It's just to be aware of the tendency for words to take over, so that you can use words but not be filled by them. You need the space for true hospitality to happen, whether it's external hospitality to guests or inner hospitality for the inner spiritual qualities to manifest. Now, in Mishnah Vav, the sixth Mishnah, we're told that Yehoshua and Nitai received the tradition from all of them. Continuing with Mishnah Vav. Yehoshua ben Parachia Omer. Joshua, son of Parachia, says, Aseh lecha rav. Make for yourself a teacher. Ukene lecha chaver. And acquire for yourself a friend. Veheve dan et kol ha'adam lechaf zechut. And judge every person favorably. The first two parts of this aphorism are about two key spiritual relationships, the teacher and the friend. By friend, it doesn't mean ordinary friendship, but friendship with others on the path that you can learn, practice, and have spiritual conversation with. Along this line, I want to suggest that if you don't currently have a friend with whom you can talk about your spiritual path, it would be a great idea to find one. One way to do this would be to reach out to others who are part of this learning community and who are also learning these lessons. Then you might try talking on the phone and see how it develops. If you want to develop the spiritual friendship, you might try setting up a regular time to check in and talk about the material you're learning and about questions and issues that come up for you. In my experience, having a good chevruta, a spiritual friend, increases the power of your spiritual work thousandfold, and I really encourage you to make spiritual friendship part of your life. But once you experience the power of having a spiritual teacher and a spiritual friend, there can be a tendency to not value other types of relationships as much. In fact, it's not uncommon for folks who are new to the spiritual path to lose friends, get divorces, and so on, because it can be difficult to figure out how to have your old relationships fit into your new life. So to correct for that, the third piece of the Mishnah says, Veheve dan et kol ha'adam lechaf sechut, and judge every person favorably. The word for judge, dan, is the same root as the first Mishnah we learned, which said, Hevu mitunim badin. Be very careful how you din, how you judge. If you're aware of your mind's unconscious tendency to judge, you can choose to judge favorably. Notice if your mind is spontaneously creating negative stories about others or yourself, and know that they're just stories, never the truth. Instead of being fixated on whether your stories are true or not, try asking yourself, what effect do my stories have? At this point, you can stop the recording for a few moments and ask yourself, are there negative stories that I habitually tell myself about others or about myself? If you can, go ahead and pause the recording to contemplate this question. Are there negative stories that I habitually tell myself about others or about myself? Now, whether you've done the exercise or not, here's the next question. Are you ready to really let go of negative stories, whether they're about yourself or others? But before you answer, I just want to clarify. Letting go of negative stories doesn't in any way mean to deny real problems and behavior or deny hurtful or destructive things that may have happened. It does mean that you let go of the inner need to paint reality in a negative way, to tell stories that put yourself down or put others down, and thereby close off the doors of compassion, forgiveness, and healing. Are you able to answer this question with a powerful yes? Do you have any resistance to answering yes? For this meditation, let's use the Hebrew words that urge us to let go of the negativity. Heve dan et kol ha'adam lechaf zechut. Judge every person favorably, or literally, judge every person toward the pan of merit. So take a moment to prepare for meditation. Come into a comfortable position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. Here are the words for the first part. You can repeat each one after me. Heve, dan, et, kol, ha'adam, lechaf, zechut. Heve means be. Dan means judge. Kol ha'adam means every person. Lechaf means to the pan or to the palm, as in the pans on either side of a weighing device, a scale. And zechut means merit. So lechaf zechut means to the pan of merit. Here's the melody. Heve dan. Let's sing that. Heve dan. Next is et kol ha'adam. And sing et kol ha'adam. And then lechaf zechut. Lechaf zechut. Let's sing that. Lechaf zechut. Lechaf zechut. Now let's add movement with the intention that you're creating new grooves in your nervous system, grooves of positivity in how you see yourself and others. Bring your hands in prayer pose to your forehead, palms together in front of your eyes, for Heve Dan, judge. Here we go. Palms together in front of your forehead. Heve Dan. Now open your palms up in front of you, gesturing openness to include all people for Et Kol Ha'adam. Et Kol Ha'adam. And bring your hands together over your heart for Lechaf Zechut, to the pan of merit. Lechaf Zechut. Lechaf Zechut. And again, hands in prayer pose to your forehead. Heve Dan. And open your hands, palms up in front of you. Et kol ha'adam. And hands together over your heart. Lechaf zechut. Lechaf zechut. And continue the movements as we chant. Heve dan. Et kol ha'adam, lechaf zechut, lechaf zechut. Heve dan, et kol ha'adam, lechaf zechut. Lechaf zechut. Heve dan. Et kol ha'adam. Lechaf zechut. Lechaf zechut. Heve dan. Et kol ha'adam, lechaf zechut, lechaf zechut. And now relax your arms, let your body come to stillness, and let the words continue silently in your mind for the next few minutes. When your mind is ready to relax and let go of the words, then bring your awareness to rest on the flow of your breathing in stillness. As thoughts arise, you can use the words to bring your mind back again and again. Let's be in silence now for a few minutes, and then I'll bring you back with the piano music. And take a nice deep breath, stretching your body and preparing to come back into your activities. One more time, chanting with the movements, hands in prayer pose to your forehead. Heve dan. And open your hands, palms up in front of you. Et kol ha'adam. And hands together over your heart. Lechav sechut, lechav sechut. And to whatever degree that you're able, I want to invite you to make a commitment to let go of negative stories about yourself and others, to let go of negative talk, either internal or external, about yourself and others, and commit instead to encouragement, positivity, and trust. And now gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah Yisrael Val Rabbanan Val Tamidehon Val Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Yal ko mandiaskin beoraita diva atrahadein vediva cholatar veatar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehei lechon ulechon shlama rabba, china vechista, verachamin vechayin arichin, umezone reviche ofarkana, min kadam avahon divi shamaya ve'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru, Amen.